USA Radio News.
Firefighters in Northern and Southern California are continuing to fight wildfires. Yesterday, Governor Jerry Brown declared a state of emergency for Orange and Riverside counties as firefighters are battling to keep the fires out of Southern California neighborhoods. These Southern California residents were forced to evacuate.
It is a nightmare. It's so horrible. I just want this to be over. Never will think it's going to burn like that. Wind, smoke, everything together. There's no place to go for me, but, you know, we'll figure something out.
Four women who used to work at Nike have filed a federal lawsuit against the company, alleging it violated state and federal equal pay laws and fostered a work environment that allowed sexual harassment. And your final numbers on Wall Street for this week, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 196 points today to close the week at 25,313. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
North Korea issued a statement yesterday saying that the United States is not holding up their end of the bargain when it comes to lifting economic sanctions on the country. Meanwhile, the United States is saying that the North Koreans are not denuclearizing at the pace that they said they would be. Former Ambassador to the United Nations and Governor of New Mexico, Bill Richardson, said this is all a matter of who blinks first.
The issue, Julie, is who goes first. And I think we made a mistake by saying to the North Koreans, we're going to go first. We're going to stop our military exercises with South Korea. Now it's your turn. Well, what has North Korea done? Not much. You know, remains are important. We got 55. But they haven't taken significant steps. They blew up a missile site. They haven't had any detonation of their nuclear weapons. That's semi-positive.
Your final numbers on Wall Street for the week. The Dow was down 196 points to close the week at 25,313. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Fear is one of those things that many people face this time of year, whether they're heading back to school for the first time, maybe leaving the house, heading to college, maybe you're starting a new job, or maybe you should be looking for a new job because currently you're in a dead-end job. Well, Brandon Webb is a former Navy SEAL and author of a new book titled Mastering Fear, A Navy SEAL's Guide. He shares one thing he does every day to help negative thoughts from popping into his head.
You know, probably the most important thing I would recommend, and something I practice daily, is I write down a personal, like, vision statement or mantra, and it's, this is who I, either it's like, this is who I am, or the person I want to be, and I review it daily, because it's creating this positive imprint, and building a strong foundation. And so, for instance, if somebody, you know, had an issue with public speaking, they could write as part of their, you know, 10 sentences, one of them could be, you know, I am working at being a good public speaker. And then maybe that changes over time as they practice to becomes, I am a good public speaker. But it's just creating that positive imprint. And then another thing I'd get into in Mastering Fear is rehearsing that, like mentally visualizing yourself doing that. I can remember we did it in the sniper program. I've done it as a recreational pilot.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.